quarterback can't score till he gets a million more. Quarterback can't pass. Owner wants his money back. Too much stuff.
Now back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Too much stuff.
On WMAL.
You know you can't get a grip when you're slipping in all that stuff.
I remember walking into Jim and Phyllis's house. They were going to make a move to a retirement community, but they were still maybe 8 months off from making the move. But they called me because I had told them, as I tell many people, call me now if you're thinking about moving, even if it's a year from now, so I can give you the floor map of what you need to do to approach getting your house ready. Okay, so Jim and Phyllis had me come out. I got to tell you, their house was full of stuff. There was stuff on the walls in every room. There was stuff in every wall in the master bedroom. The stuff went up over the edge of the end of their bed. You walk into the bathroom and there was stuff on the soaking tub, into the soaking tub, and then down onto the floor. And I opened up the separate shower and, yep, there was more stuff. And I turned around and I looked at them and I said, I just looked at them with this kind of sheepish grin. And she said, oh, don't worry. We take the stuff out of the shower when we take a shower. You know, so they had come to accommodate all their stuff and they had actually compromised the use of different things. So they had to take stuff out of the shower to put stuff back in. They just weren't really good about getting rid of their things. Perhaps you can identify with that. Maybe you don't have quite that extreme a behavior, but you have one room, or maybe you have a basement or a garage that you would say looks a little bit like it was nuked. Well, hey, start with one room. And it's really best to start with a room that you spend a lot of time in, like the master suite or the family room. And that way you'll start to see immediate results. In fact, in their case, before I'd come up with the separate things into five boxes and maybe take the boxes into the room with you, I said, we're going to start. I want you to pick up one thing out of a corner and take it where it belongs. And they did. And it belonged in the garage, even though it was on the floor in the master. And they walked to the master, they walked out of the master and walked all the way to the garage, and there was no room in the garage. And I said, don't worry, don't try to create space, just put it down on the ground near where it probably would go. Because the temptation I think you and I face is we pick up something, we take it to the garage, and being creatures of efficiency, driven into us by our parents, we walk to the garage and there's no room there. And so to create room, we take things off shelves there, which don't belong there, and then we end up in the basement putting those things onto shelves where there's no space. And so we end up having to take stuff out of that. And pretty soon we've gone around the house and all we've done is moved items around the house without any really seen change. And after a little while, the postman drives up to the front and you see him and you think, gosh, I'm exhausted. I've been working at this for 20 minutes. And you go out and you get the mail and, hey, maybe I'll just kick back and read the mail for a little bit. Then I'll get back to work and we get distracted. I told him, I said, just pick up one thing, take it where it belongs, put it down. Don't worry about clearing shelves. Go back to the master bedroom and go back to the same corner and pick up something else. And sure enough, they did this. And even though it was inefficient for them to walk from one part of the house to the other, what was nice was in 4 weeks, I came back and the entire master bedroom had been cleared out and half of the bathroom had been cleared out. And they felt this weight coming off of them. They said, you know, our master, we have our master bedroom back. We can now start to roll forward. And in fact, the ball, it's like many things. As you start it, it feels like it's going to never, ever change. But they got their master bedroom done. They got the second bedroom done. And after about six more weeks, I came back and walked through and they had the upstairs done. Now, the basement was still a war zone. But in 6 months, they completed the process of right-sizing, getting rid of stuff. They took care of a few things on the outside, like repaving the driveway that really would make a difference in their money. And they were now ready to go up for sale. We sold their house in 2 weeks, and we got them top dollar. So there are processes you can follow. Now, these days, I like the idea of actually carrying the boxes into the room or bags into the room. So you pick that thing up on the corner. Maybe you have a box that says garage. And you just stick it in that box and you don't worry about it. It makes it easier. A little bit of upfront work and then you've got one box you carry to the garage with all the stuff that belongs there. Got it? All right. Now, you want to work with a realtor to sell your house. Of course, I am a realtor and of course, this is somewhat in my self-interest to recommend this because that's what I do. But there really are good reasons to work with a licensed real estate professional to sell your home. It really has to do with the knowledge base that a good realtor provides you, because there are three roles. The role of being a coach in what to do to get ready, like I just told you that story, where I coached them for 8 months. Then in the marketing side of it, selling the value. And then lastly, in the negotiation, the protecting of your interests all the way through. Your realtor should come through and clarify what work needs to be done and help you determine the best time to enter your market. Okay, in marketing your home to the public, many agents simply follow the four P's of marketing a house. You know what those are? Well, when I first got in the business, this is what I was taught. Follow the four P's. Price your house, put it into the MLS, put a sign in the front yard, and then pray that the buyers come. In reality, however, there are over 119 steps we've divided the process into to make sure that you're taken care of all the way through. And it's we're a little bit, at the Eric Stewart Group, like a duck on water. If you've ever seen a duck moving across the water, the duck is moving and it just looks like they're hardly doing anything. But underneath, they're flapping away. They're moving. They're churning. And that's how effective salesmanship works. You've got all the systems operating, but you present the best face forward. When you're selling your home, that's what you want from your real estate agent. I have to encourage you, get a copy of this right-sizing guide, because in here I do also chat about senior move managers. They're people that can actually help you in the move process specifically, identify where it is you're going to be able to put your furniture and what things you could bring with you and can't when it's hard for you to know how to do that. Some of you are architecturally savvy. You can measure your furniture. You can figure out your floor plan. Fantastic. The senior move manager will help you organize your things. They'll help you preserve items that you want and get rid of the things you no longer need. They can help you either find an auctioneer. They can do a lot of things that we also do as real estate agents for our clients. When you are considering making a move and you're getting older, I recommend a senior move manager because they will change your life. My parents used a senior move manager, and the idea is you've decided what you're going to take with you. Those things have all been tagged. All the things that are going to go to one of the children here or one of the children there, they all get boxed and shipped out. All the things that are going to get sold get shipped up to the auctioneer. The things that are going to get given away so you can get a tax deduction. Everything else gets taken to the trash. On moving day, you leave your house. The senior move manager meets the moving company, and everything is then moved over to where your new place is, unpacked, and then put in place much the way that you would do it if you had been living there for years and years and years. So at the end of the day, when you come back right after dinner and you walk in the door, everything is done. The beds are made, the pictures are hung, the silverware is in the drawers, and everything is just where you'd want it to be. It's a wonderful process. We have information on senior move managers available in our preferred vendor guide. If you'd like more information, you can download a free copy of the preferred vendor guide at ericstewartgroup.com. Also, I looked at market timing for real estate, and this is critical. It is in the market ready guide, and also in the right sizing guide tells you what things you need to know about timing, because like going to the ocean, if you sit in front of the water and the water's not coming in, you're not going to get wet. You want to catch the wave as it's moving along. Well, I'm going to take another quick break, but before I do, let me encourage you to contact us. If you're thinking of getting ready to right size, maybe you're a year off and you'd like to get a free market evaluation of your home, like to know what to do to get ready, like to talk about what options there might be for right sizing, give us a call toll free at 800-900-9104. Or, of course, go to ericstewartgroup.com. Don't go away. You know you can hurt yourself fooling with too much stuff.